for a little devotional this morning. You know, I have to admit that yesterday when I was looking for or thinking around, what should I have or what should I talk about, I just kind of felt like a dry well. And I just, you know, it was, I just had to think, you know, my life shouldn't be that way, but, you know, there's just sometimes there's a period when it's just, there's just seems like there's nothing there. But then I started thinking and I realized there's a lot in God's Word, and there's encouragement in God's Word. And so anyways, I just started reflecting back on some of the messages I've recently heard, and I guess I decided to focus on one of Raymond's last messages, maybe his last message. He brought out the burden to minister the gospel to the lost and dying world, or he challenged us with that thought. And you know, is my life ministering to a world that is lost? You know, he specified maybe more, you know, reaching out to the Muslims, which is a very dire need. But you know, there's also a need for doing it right here amongst ourselves, amongst our community, to be a light. And then Joss's message last Sunday, he spoke about the man who went over to Africa to minister, and his neighbor said, you know, he never talked the gospel to me right here. And I just had to think, you know, that is a challenge in my life, is am I ministering right where I am at? I mean, there is a place for ministering in other countries. I'm not saying that there's not that there, but there's also a place for us to start right here. And there is, you know, Paul left many messages for us to where to start. You know, our life should be an example right off the bat, and how to live in order for that to happen. So I went to Philippians. He has a challenge for the Philippians here, a little bit how to live to become a light. And so in Philippians chapter 1, I'm going to start there and read a couple verses and then some verses in Philippians chapter 2 and glean from this here. So the thought I had was, you know, how should I live so that my life becomes a light? In Philippians chapter 1 verse 27 is where I'm going to start. Says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So we should have our conduct as becoming as the word of God, becometh as the gospel of Christ. As Christ lived, so should we live. And in nothing being terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, now you hear, and now here to be in me. So, you know, living that life, there's going to be consequences. He said, you know, and that's a token of that we're living that life if we have those consequences, if we suffer for his sake. But I get a picture of becoming unified, is what I have, you know, amongst our body of believers. If we as a church are unified, if we work together, we start producing light. Going on in chapter 2 here now, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. It's challenged with that verse. You know, if we start looking at the needs of others, all of a sudden we, you know, we forget about ourselves. And we can start becoming a light for others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has also so highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh to you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in this world. It's the verse I was looking for. You know, as ourselves, we have to start doing this, but if we as a body of believers, as a church, start practicing this here, we can become lights, you know, here in Bonner's Ferry, wherever we might work. You know, it has to start with our everyday life. We have to live that life and be a light. And then in verse 16, it says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So we need to hold forth this word. We need to present it as a torch. You know, God's word is life. God's word is light. And that light we want to pass on to the people around us, and then, you know, also to many nations that need the word. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, there's another couple of verses here. It says, chapter 4, verse 1, says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the Spirit, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of this glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants of Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, you know, we can't be this light by being dishonest, by walking deceitfully, by being crafty. But we have to be honest. We have to purely present it as Jesus Christ. You know, it is not, we're not here to put out a good light for ourselves, but we're here to put out a light for Christ. And so our life needs to reflect that of Christ, or my life does. And you know, I was challenged with that there. Do I, in my everyday things that I do, I reflect this light here? You know, if I don't, then there is not even the beginning of being able to present the gospel to someone else, because I don't have that light in myself if I don't. So, you know, we have to start, first of all, have to start with our own life, receiving that light, and then we can reflect that light. And that was a challenge, you know, so it has to start with myself in becoming this light here. I have to accept Christ and his word, take the gospel for what it is, and reflect it out to others. And in Jesus' own words in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 5. And we're all very familiar with this here. Matthew 5, verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the lights of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candlestick and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and therefore glorify your Father which is in heaven. So that's the challenge to me, is am I being this light where I'm at? And then if God asks me to go wherever, I can be that light there. It has to start with where I'm at right now. So anyways, that was my challenge to myself there. After I read those words, I have to say I became encouraged. I did find that I have lots to be thankful for. And I just passed that challenge on. Let's bow for prayer.